Ed, love talking with you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And when I read your story in Thursday's USA Today, Facebook, Google go head-to-head in video calling, we knew that this was just we knew that this was a long time coming, that pretty soon we'd be able to use video to communicate with people on Facebook and Google.
Yeah, now obviously video calling is not new technology. We've seen it with Skype, with Apple, with a bunch of players over the years. What's interesting here is that, you know, so many people use Facebook now, you know, up to now 750 million people. And the ability to just make a call and see the person right there within Facebook without having to muck with other software, you know, you don't have to find Skype on your computer. You're just in Facebook, you're chatting with somebody, and, hey, let's make this a video call. That's pretty compelling, I think.
So, Ed, what do we have to do beyond getting the attachment and plugging it into our computer? What do we need to do?
That's pretty much all you need to do. I mean, you do have to have chat enabled on your, you know, inside Facebook. Not a difficult thing to do. And then, again, you look at your buddy list there, and there's a little icon, a little camera icon. You just click on it, and you're able to chat with the person at the other end. Now, of course, the person at the other end could choose not to talk to you. They could ignore the call. But assuming they do want to talk to you, it's a pretty simple process. At least it was during my tests, you know, leading up to this launch.
All right, Ed, tell me if I'm out of the loop. When I'm trying to find anything, I Google it, and when I want to talk to people, I go to Facebook.
Yep.
How big is Google when it comes to social networking?
Well, they... suffice to say, it has been a disappointment for Google to date. They have, they've had an effort called Orkut, which has been around for a few years. I think it's big in Brazil. Hasn't made much of an impact here in the U.S. There wasn't much buzz attached to Google Buzz, which went bye-bye, and then there was something called Wave, which didn't go very far. So Google, for all their success in search and other areas, has really not been a success in social networking. But Google Plus is a rather interesting offer. It's still very early. It's still not open to everybody. But there's some things there that I found really kind of interesting, and video is one of them.
When we think about Google as a search engine, that's where I go, Ed. What do they have over all the other search engines? They seem to be faster. They seem to be more efficient. What do they do? Why do they do what they do better?
Well, they give you good results. I mean, they really do. I mean... you know, you're right. I mean, it's almost become a verb. We Google something, right? And we do it because it's easy. As you say, it's fast, it's efficient. And more times than not, you're going to find what it is you're looking for.
And when it comes to Facebook, we have one for the show here. As a matter of fact, Emily, our intern, is the one who's managing that for us. I didn't Facebook, and my wife got me started, and now I've got more than 500 friends, and I've talked with folks from high school and college that I hadn't talked to in years. I wonder, are they making any money from Facebook and from Google? Because I see some ads, but I wonder, can that be a revenue gainer?
Oh, I think so, just because of the sheer numbers of people we're talking about, as you point out. I mean, I've connected with people from summer camp like a generation ago, and we had an elementary school reunion that the genesis was through Facebook. So just the fact that we're there and we're engaged and people spend time there means there's great opportunity for Facebook. And, of course, everybody's waiting for the big IPO. When that will happen, I don't know. But I think there's money to be had. When you have 750 million people, you've got some power. You've got some clout. So that will translate some way, somehow, I think, into dollars for Facebook.
Ed, on this money section of the same day when you wrote your column, John Schwarzwater piece saying that 750 million users befriend Facebook, some wonder if U.S. growth is cresting. Well, even if it is, that's still a lot of folks. I guess
all they have
to do is maintain them, right?
Yeah, and I suspect it's going to grow even from there. I mean, yeah, at some point, I mean, when you get up, you know, I'm not a statistician, but when you get up into those high numbers, growth is going to slow at some point. You know, again, how many times have you been just so, you know, you have nothing to do, you're sort of on your computer, hey, I wonder if so-and-so is on Facebook. I mean, I do that, and It's fun, you know. We connect to our past. I mean, I joke with one person. I think I connected with somebody I'd worked with probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. And we had this moment where we contacted each other. It was, hi, how are you? Great. What have you been up to? We probably won't talk for another 10 years in any way. But there was a nice little moment there. And you can have a lot of those little moments that add up to bigger moments.
Ed Begg writes a column, Personal Technology, in USA Today. He also tweets. You can follow him on Twitter at twitter.com/EdBegg. All right, Ed, before I let you go, what's new in personal technology? What are you going to be writing about in the next couple of months?
Well, you know, everybody's waiting for, you know, the next iPhone, the next iPad. I don't know when it's coming. I can't give away any secrets because Apple doesn't give me any secrets along those lines. But I think everybody wants to see what's next from them. You know, everybody's also talking about cloud services, which is, you know, everything up in the internet. We're seeing a lot more of that from all the major players, and I suspect we're going to see, you know, moving forward, just a lot more activity in the cloud, a lot more activity with tablets, and, you know, hopefully some surprises.
And Ed, a quick question about Skype. When I see Skype, at least here in Michigan, when I see it, yeah, it's nice that we've got video conferencing, and I've seen some radio shows done with it. But to me, the quality was horrible.
Yeah.
The video wasn't that good, and the audio was delayed. Is that going to be improving?
I would think so, especially as more and more people get those faster, you know, broadband connections. Yeah, you're a broadcaster, right? So you're used to a certain level of quality. But if you're showing off the newborn to grandma, it's good enough for a lot of people. But I agree. I mean, especially as folks use this for business purposes, you're going to want the quality to be that much better. And I can tell you that my Facebook video chats, which does use Skype technology, it was pretty good. Was it perfect? Of course not, but it was pretty good.
All right, Ed Begg with USA Today. You can find him every Thursday. Thanks so much, Ed.
Good to be with you.